You're listening to SBS News.
British Prime Minister Theresa May says Britain will seek another delay to Brexit in the hope of winning Parliament's approval of a deal on the terms of its withdrawal from the European Union. Her comments come after a seven-hour cabinet meeting as she tries to avert the possibility of a no-deal exit from the EU.
I know there are some who are so fed up with delay and endless arguments that they would like to leave with no deal next week. I've always been clear that we could make a success of no deal in the long term, but leaving with a deal is the best solution. So we will need a further extension of Article 50, one that is as short as possible and which ends when we pass a deal. And we need to be clear what such an extension is for, to ensure we leave in a timely and orderly way.
Ms. May admitted that so far Parliament has failed to come up with a solution, having turned down her own deal three times and having failed to agree on any alternative options.
So today I am taking action to break the logjam. I'm offering to sit down with the Leader of the Opposition and to try to agree a plan that we would both stick to ensure that we leave the European Union and that we do so with a deal.
The Leader of the Opposition, Labour's Jeremy Corbyn, says he's happy to sit down with Ms. May to work on a Brexit deal, even though he says that so far she hasn't shown much sign of compromise.
I'm very happy to meet her. We need to have a discussion with the Prime Minister. We need to ensure that Parliament has an opportunity to vote on proposals that can prevent us crashing out of the EU in the end of next week. And we also need to ensure that we give security and certainty to the people of this country that there will not be a crashing out at the end of this process.
Political analyst Anand Menon from the independent research group UK in a Changing Europe says he's not surprised that, as the deadline approaches, Europe is putting pressure on Britain to come up with a workable solution.
It's very plainly in the interests of the European Union to turn the screw on Parliament. And the way to turn the screw is to say, look, you're making no deal more and more likely, you need to agree something. Just to add the pressure onto the MPs to let them know that actually this is a hard deadline, they need to figure something out before it.
But pro-Brexit members of Theresa May's own party, the Conservatives, are showing little enthusiasm for a deal with the opposition, regardless of the pressure coming from Europe. Former Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson says he's disappointed that the Prime Minister is working with Labour's Jeremy Corbyn.
People will feel very shortchanged and they will be bitterly disappointed. It can't last. This approach cannot endure. You cannot expect the fifth biggest economy in the world to come out of the EU and remain run by the EU. It's just not democratically sustainable. And for those of us who campaigned for Brexit and who believe in it and who believe in the opportunities of Brexit, it is bitterly disappointing.
However, another minister, Michael Gove, who, along with Boris Johnson, was one of the prime architects of the Brexit campaign, now says the Prime Minister's unloved deal is the only option left.
Now, the Prime Minister's approach, the withdrawal agreement, is the one that's commanded the biggest support, the largest number of votes, but not yet a majority. And I think that we need to do everything we can in order to ensure that we get a majority to leave, and we leave in a timely way.
And Anand Menon says time is running out.
Now we're getting very, very near what is a hard deadline. Basically, the Prime Minister needs to be able to say something to Brussels on Friday. So before Friday, either Parliament comes up with its own scheme, or they vote for the Prime Minister's scheme, or the Prime Minister is left asking for an extension for no specific reason.
Anand Menon believes that Britain is most likely heading for a six-month extension, taking the Brexit date, if it happens at all, to sometime between September and November. Alan Lee, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.